Now, one of the issues that the government have been talking about, and of course, we're in a week when the Dáil isn't sitting because of St. Patrick's Day and the celebrations, and ministers abroad and other politicians abroad as well take part in the celebrations and all of that. But the government is possibly considering extending the fuel allowance season in a result to try and ameliorate the effects of fuel prices increasing. Labour Councillor Terry O'Brien's Mayor of Tralee and also the Chair of the Irish Wheelchair Association is with me on the line. Terry, good morning to you.
Terry, how are you this morning? And your listeners, good morning as well.
Very good. Increasingly
can I just say, Jerry,
yes?
Can I just say, Jerry, that was cruel. That was cruel. I did it to that poor goalkeeper this morning. As a former goalkeeper myself,
as a former goalkeeper, Jerry,
it's the loneliest place in the world. We make a mistake. You've got to become highly skilled to get up and point at your nearest defender and blame them. But no, that poor lad last night, he had to be taken off. Sure, his confidence was around his ankles. My God, he was finished.
It was. But I was just saying, it's the life of a goalkeeper. It's a high arrest. Yeah. Wherever you're playing, you always get blamed if you make a mistake. Whereas further up the field, there could be 10 mistakes and it could end up in a goal, and all of a sudden nobody gets the blame, but it's all on the goalkeeper's head.
That's exactly it. Yeah, he was a lonely boy last night coming off that field. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Anyway, sure, that's for sure.
Increasing concern for everyone. Every morning you wake up and you click on the news, or you watch the TV news at night, or you watch the words coming out of the United States administration about their plans and how long or how short this war is going to be. It's all adding up to the fact that we're now well into week two, heading for week three. And the longer it goes on, the more shipping is delayed in the Strait of Hormuz, all of those sort of issues are leading to prices increasing. So what do you think the government should do in the whole home heating oil area and the whole fuel allowance area in particular?
Look, I know a colleague of mine, Deputy Mark Wall, made some observations yesterday, and look, it's crazy. I mean, I think I think some people in government just think that if the war stops tomorrow, then it just returns back normally. It's going to take a long time to get back to anywhere near where we were. So I think the government at this stage needs to have a serious look at the home heating oil. Luckily, I got it last Monday morning early, but the jump has been phenomenal. And I think, as I was reporting your news earlier on there, Jerry, I think we're the highest, our oil prices are rising the quickest and highest in Europe. I got diesel this morning. It was less than €2 when I got it. It was 1.92, I think, which was very good. But I got in the same place last week, the same amount, and your little needle on your speedometer, it didn't rise as much this morning. It was a considerable difference, I must say. You know, it is crazy out there. So they're going to have to do something, and they're going to have to do something very quickly. Now, we've all heard about the billions, and I'm not. I know, Deputy Mark Wall said yesterday about the social welfare payments. I'm not sure if I'd rush at those just yet, Jerry, about increasing and giving double social welfare payments. You know, I'm not sure if I'd rush down that road, but I'd certainly be looking at they can take some tax off the petrol and diesel and the pumps very, very quickly, or they can release monies towards the home heating oil. But something has got to be done quickly, Jerry, because as your show is going on this morning, you're stopping, you're saying another report of another ship being bombed, over in the far side of the world, and it's not slowing down, it's not stopping, you know.
Yeah, and that's the issue, isn't it? It's the question is about how long it goes on for. The call from your party, Terry, is to extend the fuel allowance by 4 weeks. Should that be done straight away?
But you see, that is an easy option to do straight away and give people some relief, you know. And you're not going to distract them, because everywhere you go, and Jerry, the longer this goes on, so everything is going to get hit. Because if you're transporting food, the diesel go up, so it's going to go on the food. It's just, this is going to be, you know, one thing after another, and very, very quickly. So the government, if they could step in and ease some of the pain, because like we don't see any end to what's going on in Iran at the moment. There's no one saying it's over except Trump. He believes that it's nearly finished, yet the Iranian people are saying no, it's nowhere near finished. They're going to halt off and hurt the rest of the world. So I think the Irish government now need to do it at the moment, to make some gesture or something to petrol and diesel, or, as I said, and just stop the pain for the moment. But this could be a long ordeal, I'd say, Jerry, you know.
Yeah, it could be. Now, in 2022 was the last time the government, put down or reduced the tax on fuel. And that was because they kind of knew then this was where we were in for a long war. We're in for, it was a major whole-scale ground war. Like, is it too early to be saying we need to put these emergency supports in? Because we are only still in, I suppose, the second week of all of this, and we're getting those admittedly conflicting statements from America about it being over soon.
You see, like what you're saying, we're only 2 weeks in, but already the hurt is here. And when they did it in 2022, when they introduced it, they brought it back slowly, but they brought it back, and they're back up. I mean, the percentage of tax that we're paying at the petrol pumps and for our heating oil is huge. So all it is a flick of a pen for the moment. They can re-flick the pen quickly and get it back if it does finish. But the problem is, I think what Mark Wallace is saying, we don't see a finish. That doesn't seem like Putin went into Russia and he said he'd have finished in 6 days. I think Trump is asking for an unconditional surrender after 4 days. And neither do we definitely saw what's happened in Ukraine. It's so sad, that situation. Yeah. But yeah, Iran seemed to be doing the similar thing. Look, we'll take the hits, but we'll make the whole world suffer with them.
Yeah, and we're still seeing we're seeing ships actively being hit at sea, which is adding more to the confusion, adding more to the delays, and more to the danger.
And then was it about 3 months ago that Trump said he'd obliterated the nuclear prospects from Iran, but he'd go back in 3 months later. So really, what the stories we're being told now, Jerry, are sad. And again, that's why I think Labour are adamant to call on the government, do something now. And if it does stop, fantastic, and just reverse them then. But at the moment, just to get it started up and give people some hope and some kind of a push, you know.
Yeah, and that's what needs to be done. Okay, Terry, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to me in the programme about that, giving us...
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.
That's the call from Labour Councillor and Mayor of Tralee, Terry O'Brien. Fuel allowance extended by 4 weeks and other areas. Now, the overall call from Labour is provide double social welfare payment, cap prices of home heating oil, and targeted energy supports needed. That's along the lines, imagine, of electricity credit. Now, the criticism of last time is everyone got the credits, no matter how wealthy or otherwise you are, no matter whether you need it or not to survive. Everyone got it right across the board because you could deliver that relatively quickly. You need to do it in a more targeted way. It takes more time. It's a bit more complicated to do that. Whether that's going to be considered that, I don't know. The government are holding off for now because they're watching and waiting to see what the crisis develops. That, Terry's argument is, you need to start doing some things now that you can do in the short term to try and ease the pain that is already here.